Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jason Barsky Show.
I'm ready.
It's happened again. Not to the same extreme as what happened in Wyoming Valley West School District back in July when a letter went out saying any parents and families who don't pay their school lunch bills run the risk of their children being taken from them and put into foster care. We all remember that story. It was an embarrassment for the whole area. Well, it's happened again where a letter has gone out, a different kind of threat, not as extreme. You know, they got to put that up front. Not as extreme as potentially taking children. But still, the question that has to be asked after this is, we understand there's a problem, but is there a different way to solve it? Because this seems to lay the punishment at the feet of the children. And before I read you part of this letter, Josh, where are you calling from today?
Makanaqua.
I was going to try to pronounce that, but I was like, I know I'm going to mess that up. It's a fun one. I like that. Josh, thank you for calling in. I was tagged on a Facebook post you put up yesterday.
Yes.
And do you have children who go to the Greater Nanticoke Area School District?
Yes, two.
Okay. And I'm just going to read the first line of the letter. It says, effective September 23rd, so we got to what, next week, any student owing $50 or more will be served the alternate lunch of a cheese sandwich. And it goes on to say, you know, please arrange your payment if you owe money. We want to ensure that all our students have healthy meals. And then they go on to explain that if you think you need, you know, low priced or free lunches based on your family income, they give you all the information. But they lead up front again, right, with this. If you owe this money, you next week pay up or your kid gets a cheese sandwich. As a parent, where's your grievance? What's the issue from your perspective?
Well, when I was younger, just about everybody was on free lunch. And my disagreement is you have all these bigger area schools like Hazleton area. Every kid in that school gets free lunch. My big thing is when some kids see somebody with a cheese sandwich, they're going to bully them, pick on them. I don't know if I have a different outlook on everybody, but then at the same time, I don't get where they're coming from. $50, and then you're going to give them a cheese sandwich. It doesn't make sense to me. And then they say a healthy meal. How's a cheese sandwich healthy?
I mean, it probably hits, let's see, it's dairy. I mean, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't know how often to listen to my show, if ever. I try to see what they're thinking. They probably think, well, it's the bare minimum. I'm guessing they would include a milk. I guess they, because a cheese sandwich without some sort of drink would be rough. But still, the punishment, you know, the bill is not the punishment. The bill is the parent's responsibility. The punishment is, or the consequence of that is your kid eats a cheese sandwich. And if everyone else is not eating that, the kid's going to be looked at like, what the heck are you eating? Oh, you come from that poor family, which very well could be true. You never know, but it's embarrassing for kids. And I get that. Have you or any other parents reached out to the school yet? Because this letter just came out.
I'm actually going to after work. I might even find out when the next meeting is.
What
school board meeting?
What do you recommend? Like, what's your suggestion to them?
Just about every other school district is giving free lunches to every kid. Why send a letter home with a kindergartner? Like, that's just weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reason those schools get that money, we learned this from the Wyoming Valley West School District, was that they get federal funding, or is it state funding? I forget where the funding comes from, and they get covered based off of a certain percentage of people being below a certain income level. And my gut tells me Greater Nanticoke Area School District didn't hit that, or the school didn't submit to try to get that, because I know Nanticoke Area, it struggles. There's some struggles there. This cheese sandwich thing, what is an alternative that you as a parent would be like, okay, that's fine, but is there anything? Because I get it. When I was a kid, I remember if you could borrow lunch money, like this is before we had accounts. Honestly, I think that's part of the issue here. As I say this out loud, it's coming to me. I don't know when you went to school, but when I went to school, we didn't have accounts where kids had to remember a code and parents had to deposit money. Every day we were responsible for bringing our own money. And if we didn't, you could borrow lunch money one day, but you had to bring it back the next day. And then if you didn't bring it back the next day, I think they gave you like 2 days. And if you were behind 2 days, you had to go and eat cereal in the nurse's office. But they took you out of the lunchroom and you just had lunch somewhere else. And it was, it never made sense to me why you had to have cereal with the nurse. That's weird and germy and grosses me out in retrospect. But it took the kids out of the lunchroom. So they weren't sitting there, like, eating their cheese sandwich in front of everybody. Do you think this would mentally scar kids? And if so, what do you say to people who go, kids today aren't tough, this is good for them?
Well, it's a different time, that's all. Like, it's just a different time. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
People have to adapt to it. I didn't get the letter. It didn't make sense to me. You're going to single out a kid just because his mother makes or his father makes a little bit more than the other family that can receive free lunch. See, everybody bullied people that got free lunch. Now it's like the table's turned. So now it's like people that have money, and if their parents don't pay it or if they forget to pay it, you know, now they're getting a cheese sandwich, which some people are telling me a cheese sandwich is a grilled cheese.
Which, so it's not the worst option in the world. It would be, I'm sitting there trying to think, like, what would it be like? Because I remember seeing certain kids, there were these tickets they would give to certain kids who I later found out didn't have as much money. They were like, they would get these tickets and that's how they would pay for their lunch. And I remember thinking, something's different about them. I didn't know what it was, but that did single them out and make them seem different. If it's a grilled cheese, I guess my question would be, could any kid have a grilled cheese at any day? Is that something they could actually have any day they want? Or is it like they're handing them out something that's like wrapped in a brown paper bag and there's a stigma attached? Or could a kid get the grilled cheese and not have it be a giant spotlight on the family's financial situation? Is it possible?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What are they going to have, grilled cheese every day?
My high school did. They did back in the day, but we didn't have like lunch choices until high school. Obviously, they're not threatening to take kids away, which is a good thing. We've learned from that mistake. People are texting and asking me to ask you if your kid would be in this case. I don't think that's any of our business unless you feel like sharing your situation.
Oh, it's not in my case. It don't bother me. No, it's not my case. It's just I feel bad for the person next to them. I just don't think it's right.
What do you tell your kid? You said your kids are what, kindergartners?
Kindergartner and first grade.
What do you tell them about this if this happens and your kid comes home and goes, hey, Daddy, some kids are eating, the poor kids are eating cheese sandwiches. what do you tell your kid?
The reason why I said my kids aren't affected by this because my kids pack lunch.
Ah, okay.
So if this does ever happen to, say, one of their friends, well, we're packing them a lunch too.
I like that.
That's what we would do, just to show them a way to act towards other people. Kindness. I'm not going to sit there and watch a kid eat a grilled cheese 5 days a week.
If my wife is listening, I got to tell you something, Josh. My wife is like, how dare you talk down about the grilled cheese? It's her favorite thing in the whole world. She could eat those 10 days. But here's another option. You brought this up. Is what you do. What if it just said this? Effective September 23rd, any students owing $50 or more will be required to bring lunch in from home.
Right.
You know? Or have the option of an alternate lunch of a grilled cheese sandwich. Sometimes the wording of these things, I think, makes a whole world of difference.
Well, when they said cheese sandwich, I never heard a grilled cheese called a cheese sandwich. To me, it was called a grilled cheese.
Yeah, it sounds like just cheese on bread. And that does sound very like, oh, God, it sounds like something they drop in front of you if you're in prison. What could I do here? Would you like me to put a phone call in and ask them if they have any other options? Or actually, forget. Let me reverse it. Here's what I think you should do. You said you're contacting them already?
Yeah, today.
I would love it if you just said what you're saying to me. You know, hey, you think this stinks? And, you know, is it possible they could maybe send home a number? What if they sent home every day a number of children that still are without lunches, and then other parents like you could pack lunches and bring them in and help out that way? Very few people are willing to step up in situations like this and help out. Sometimes in society, you know, we all get angry and then we just forget about it. But I like your way of thinking. That's cool.
Yeah. It's something that I'll bring up. I'm sure I'll touch base with you and see what the reaction is I get out of the school district.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, I'd love to find out why if the school submitted for the free lunch program, because that was something we learned about. And I'm just wondering, because I know Nanticoke has had financial issues. The people there, it's not exactly it's not the Beverly Hills of Northeast PA. We know that. And that's not, I'm not making fun. I'm just trying to be as honest as possible. There's a lot of depressed areas here. So
Either is Hazleton area. And like I said, they're 10 times bigger than Nanny Coke, and they offer free lunch to every student.
I'd have to look into it to see if it's funded.
I'm not sure.
Because a lot of these programs, it's like literally if the percentage of income is 1% higher, you don't qualify. If it's 1% lower, everyone qualifies. So a lot of these programs are real cut and dry based off of dollars, like $1 here and $1 there. So it could be as simple as that. But, you know, give a call. Shoot me a message on Facebook. I'm curious to hear what their reaction is and if they're getting a ton of response as well. But I like your idea of just stepping up and helping these kids out.
Yeah, I'll touch base.
And if I can, I'll take this phone call. I'll send it off to them so they can take a listen as well. Maybe they'll be like, oh, I know you. You're the guy from that radio show.
Absolutely. So
hey, Josh, I appreciate you sharing the story, okay?
All right, thanks.
As you listen, do you worry about the kids being embarrassed? I do worry about that. I would be heartbroken if it was my kid, especially if there was nothing I could do. If I couldn't afford that, I'd be heartbroken. But I'd like to think the school would help me through that in some way, which they are. This letter does say, here's how you can submit things. Not as big of a controversy. I'm not sure it's going to turn into a huge controversy. I think ultimately it comes down to the wording. The wording was poor, which stinks because it's from a school district. It could have softened the blow just a bit. Are people too thin-skinned? Maybe. When you start talking about people's kids, people start to really change what they view as being fair or unfair.
The Jason Barsky Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.